Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 16th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pebeis, Masechta Shviz, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Tes, and the last Mishnah of the Masechta. Hamachzir Chayv Bashviz, if a person does return a debt to the, repays the debt in the Shemitah year or after the Shemitah year has passed over, and the Lover does what we learned in the previous Mishnah, he says to the Malva, after the Malva refuses first to take the loan back, he says, nevertheless, I want to give it to you, and he gives him the money. Such a person, such a borrower who does that, Ruach Chachamim Nocha Hemen. The Chachamim are very happy with such a action. They get nachas from this action, where a person really technically was potter from paying it, because the Torah took away the obligation to pay, and nevertheless he wanted to pay. Albeit he pays it as a matana, but it doesn't matter. The Chacham are very happy with that. Person who borrows from a ger, a convert, a Jewish convert, whose children converted with him, which means that technically they're not his children, right? Because a ger is like newly born again. And the ger dies, the ger who he had borrowed from died, leyachzir labanav. The borrower does not have to return it back to the children, the Jewish children, who converted with their father. The reason is because the halacha is that when a ger dies, all his and he has no relatives, whoever comes first and gets his properties, first come, first served. The children are not considered, children being born while he was a goy, are not going to be Yerushim min haTorah. They're not Yerushim at all, even though they would be converted with him. Now, that's the technical halacha about it. But what happens if a person wants to go over the lifnim mishus hadin? He wants to return it. V'imhechzir, if the fellow, the borrower who borrowed it from their father, returns the chayv, returns the debt to the kids, to the children who became Jewish with him, ruach chacham menachman. The chacham are very happy about such a thing. He didn't have to do it, and he still did it, and it's a very nice. Kolam italtlin niknin b'mshicha. All chattels can be bought, can be acquired through mshicha. Mshicha means that the lakech, the buyer, brings them, he drags them, he makes an acquisition by doing mshicha into his property. He takes those goods. Now he's koinet. And no one can back out, not the buyer, not the seller. And as long as the buyer has not done mshicha, has not taken them, even though he's paid the money, each party can renege on the deal. However, if money is already exchanged hands, although technically they can renege on the deal, it's not a nice action. And the person who reneged would get what's called a mishapara. He gets a mishapara. What's a mishapara? A mishapara means he gets a third party curse, so to speak. What they do is they say each one of them can back out, but the Chacham said, He who punished the Dur HaMabul, the generation of the flogged, and the Dur HaFlogger, the generation of the dispersion, will also punish one who does not keep his word. And that's what the Beis Din would say to a man who doesn't keep his word. Nevertheless, if the buyer didn't do Mashicha and did not pay the money, then surely each one can renege on the deal. Then if there was no Mashicha and money, they wouldn't even get a Mishapora. You wouldn't even get that curse because there was no money or a Mashicha. But V'chol HaMakayim is Devorah, one who keeps his word, even though he made no action whatsoever, no act of a kinyan, and no money was exchanged, and there'll be no Mishapora to worry about, no curse, no third-party curse. Nevertheless, Ruach Chach, and he still keeps his word, Ruach Chacham Nachamena. The Chacham were very happy about such a fellow. In fact, the Gemara Bavli learns from the Pasuk, where it talks about having fair scales and fair measures. It says, Hin Tzedek. Hin is a liquid, literally. It's your liquid's measures should be correct. But the Chachamim said, played on it and said, Hein Shalchat Tzedek. The love Shalchat Tzedek. Your yes should be a yes and your no should be a no. Should be true to your word. Hadron Aloch, Masechta Shviz. And we start a new Masechta Trumas. The Masechta of Trumas deals with Truma. Truma is the first gift that one gives to the Kohen from the crops, and the Torah does not say how much to give, The Chachamim put a shir, an average person, in a Beinonis is 1/50. A stingy person would give 1/60, and a generous person 1/40. Now, that's the truma called truma gedola. Normally, when we just say truma, we mean truma gedola. That's the first truma. There is another truma, but that's not given by the Yisrael to the Kohen, that's given by the Levi to the Kohen. The Levi gets his Maaser, he gets Maaser Rishon, he gets his first, the first tenth, as it's called, Maaser Rishon. And that's given to him by the Yisrael from his produce. But the Levi has to give a tenth of that tenth to the Kohen, known as Trumas Maaser. It's called the Truma that he gives of his Maaser. The Truma itself that's given to the Kohen, whether it's by the Yisrael, Truma Gedola, whether it's Trumas Maaser by the Levi, is very holy, is Kodesh, and only permitted to be eaten by the Kohenim. In fact, a Zohar, a non-Kohen who eats it, can be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, by heavenly hands. A further stringency is that the Truma has to be kept Tohar, has to be kept pure. It's a forbidden to make a Tameh, forbidden to destroy it, and we're going to learn various halachas about the din of Truma in this Masechta. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Trumas. Chamisha lo Yisramu. There are five people who cannot, not allowed to give Truma. They're not allowed to separate the Truma, that is. Vim Tormu. And even if they did so, and to the point that if they did separate it, even B'dieved, ain't Trumas on Truma. The Truma has no validity. It's just not considered Truma. In fact, the produce that they've taken Truma from remains Tevel. Tevel means untithed. Forbidden to be eaten. Who are the five? Acheresh, v'hashoita, v'hakotten. The first three mentioned are the Acheresh, the person who is deaf and mute, and Shoita, person who is not normal, who's retarded, and a cotton means a person, a minor, who hasn't produced the signs of puberty. All these three cannot give Truma, and even if they did, it's not valid at all, because they're not normal. They're not B'nai Das. They have no proper knowledge. And their actions do not show and do not, evidence their thoughts. Their Maaser does not show what they're thinking. And therefore, Truma needs Machshava, as it says in the Pasuk, V'nechshav lachem Trumaschem. The Torah uses the word Machshava. Nechshav, it shall be considered your Truma. And since these people cannot have proper Machshava, no proper Das, their Truma is not a Truma as well. These are three. Who are the other two? Whose truma is not truma, not valid. V'hatorem etz shena shaloi. If a person takes truma of someone else's produce without permission of the owner, then, again, that's not considered truma, not valid. If the owners instruct and appoint an agent to take truma, that's fine. The truma will be a truma. As the Pasuk says, Kein torimo gamatem trumas Hashem. Gam means you, the gum is including also. What's this also you? The word gum is always a riboy. Ribo means it's adding, including someone else. From which we learn not only you can give truma, but your shliach, your agent, can give truma. But there's a comparison made to your from the shliach to you. Just like when you do it, you're doing it with your volition, you're doing it with your own das, with your knowledge. Similarly, your shliach can only do it with your knowledge. If you appoint them, we're happy for them to do it. Nochrisha, and now the fifth case where the truma is not a truma. Nochrisha torem es shel Yisrael. If you have a goy who takes the truma of a Yisrael, he separates it for on behalf of a Jewish person. Afilu vishus, even if the yid made him, appointed him, and made him a shliach, ein trumas a truma. That truma will be not valid at all. We learn that from the same pasuk we just quoted. Kein torimu gamatim. So you shall separate also you. We compare your agent to you. Just like you are Jewish, B'nai Bris, your shliach has to be Jewish, has to be B'nai Bris as well, and thus excluding a goy.